3 months into the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the information war seems to be tilting decidedly in favor of Ukraine, as far as what turns up on my social media feed. Why? Well, Femi Okey is here with the answer. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Scott.
So we all have seen clips, mostly on the Ukrainian side in our feeds. I'm recalling that video of the seven-year-old girl singing Let It Go from a basement shelter.
Отпусти и забудь, что прошло уже не вернуть. Отпусти и забудь, новый день он кажет путь.
Браво!
You know, Femi, we like to think of social media as organic and grassroots, but is there a broader strategy that you're detecting from the Ukrainian keyboard warriors, as it were?
Right. Well, it's the posts are competent. They're confident. They use social platforms for empathy, support, even humor. Led by a couple of big accounts, the Ukraine official Twitter account recently posted about items as diverse as the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, commemorative stamps for the Ukrainian man who sent a very memorable message to a Russian warship. That phrase is now on a stamp, memes, and then, of course, personal posts. The experience. Huh. Oh, yes, absolutely. The experience of war from a citizen's perspective. And what I'm seeing and feeling is an effort to keep the attention of people outside of Ukraine very firmly on Ukraine, making sure it stays in the headlines.
Yeah, of course, the central player is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Very prominent. He, of course, is a comedian, a TV figure, knows how to communicate. He has addressed, in the course of this war, the U.S. Congress, the Grammy Awards, the Cannes Film Festival. Here is a video posted online in April.
Ukraine needs weapon supplies. We need heavy artillery, armed vehicles, air defense systems, and combat aircraft. Anything to repel Russian forces and stop their war crimes.
Well, it's such a direct sales pitch. It's basically an ad. In one version, you can see President Zelensky on one side of the screen, and then the list of specific weapons are rotating slowly, like a deadly version of a game show. So Zelensky is a super social media user. He's on Telegram, Facebook, Instagram, Flickr, with his digital team making an impact.
And tell me more about how this to you looks like an ad campaign.
Because President Zelensky is standing, looking straight at the camera and saying, this is what I need. He is using words that are very direct. And then not only saying, I need heavy weapons, which is the title of that video, but then those weapons pop up on the screen. So you can see, if you are an international country who is thinking about sending weapons, President Zelensky doesn't just say, I need weapons. He says exactly the kind of weapons that he needs. That is an ad. It's a direct appeal.
Yeah, to the audience, to an audience he knows. Okay, here's Zelensky again in a video to raise money.
Here, in one click, you can donate funds to protect our defenders, to save our civilians, and to rebuild Ukraine.
That is from the United 24. It's a fundraising platform launched to support Ukraine by Ukraine. And here's where I'm seeing the strategy here, Scott. I spent several hours just going through all of the website posts of President Zelensky since February the 24th. Yeah. Here's a couple of clues as to what he and his digital team are trying to do. He says, being brave is our brand. We will spread our courage in the world. In another address, Ukraine became a hero for the whole free world. Another address, we are working to make the whole world friends of Ukraine. It's not a secret message. It's a very clear message where the president of Ukraine is saying, we are using these addresses, these speeches, these appeals to grab your attention, world, and not forget where we are, what is happening, and how you can help.
Yeah. Well, finally, let me ask you about the Russian side. I mean, Russia has a reputation and a history of being very skilled at messaging, social media, misinformation. We remember the meddling in our own election in 2016. Mm. What happened to the Moscow social media machine?
It's working very well for Russians. There are many Russians who do not believe that there is a real war in Ukraine. They have relatives in Ukraine. They argue with their relatives in Ukraine. So working really well inside Russia. But outside of Russia, we know very well that, Russia is really good at propaganda. What we've seen with our own eyes doesn't tally with the story, the narrative that Russia is telling. So Russia's propaganda works within Russia, but not outside of Russia. And that is why Ukraine, in terms of social media, is actually having a very big impact and a long impact that's gone beyond the first few weeks of the Ukraine war.
All right, that's Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome.